The scene that interests us most in this Romanesque apse can be seen to the left of the window. It focuses on a moment in the nativity cycle that is not usually depicted in later periods. You will recognize the ox and the donkey, which provide warmth for the child Jesus. But you will find that Joseph is missing. The canonical Gospels hardly mention the birth of Jesus. It is mentioned, however, in a couple of apocryphal Gospels, those that the Church does not recognize. In these books, we find that Joseph had gone in search of help and that Mary had given birth while he was not there. Mary is the figure in the foreground, the protagonist of the scene. And, like any woman who has given birth, she is lying down on her bed. Feeling tired, she is resting her head on her hand with her eyes closed. Baby Jesus is watching over her, eyes wide open. It is an endearing representation of motherhood from the late 12th, early 13th centuries. The absence of other women from the scene tells us that in spite of everything, this is an extraordinary birth. Normally, the birthing mother would get help from other women, and in particular, a midwife. According to the apocryphal Gospels we mentioned a little earlier, Joseph was actually looking for a Hebrew midwife. In the 14th century, when describing the same episode, Valencian friar Vicent Ferrer turned the episode into a domestic scene. Mary responds to Joseph's offer of going in search of help with a surprising,
"Oh, don't bother. I didn't have anyone's help when I conceived, and I don't need any now."